This episode of Coverville is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Find out how you can protect your online activity and get 3 months free later on in the program. Coming up on episode number 1246, it's a brand new year. And in addition to the fact that I'm going to be turning 50 later on this year, we'll talk about that in a few months. No hurry, no rush to talk about turning 50. However, this week and next, a couple of artists, famous musicians, are turning 50. Those musicians are Dave Grohl and Marilyn Manson. And what better time to do a combined cover story show for these guys than right here, right now? It's all coming up right now, like I said, on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another double cover story edition of Coverville. Like I said, brand new year. Nothing really changing, though, as far as show format. We're still doing cover stories. We're still doing, the usual stuff, because some things you just don't want to change. Hey, if you are checking out the live show, though, you are seeing a brand new overlay there. And hope you get a kick out of that, because that's really, really cool. It's a work in progress. It's not 100% done, but the goal is to make it look like some weird 80s album cover, and I think we're almost there. But that's not what you're here for. You're here to listen to some great music. Like I mentioned, Marilyn Manson and Dave Grohl are turning 50 today, so of course Foo Fighters coming up later on in the program, but let's get to Brian Warner first. Brian Warner, better known as Marilyn Manson. I'm a big fan of Marilyn Manson's covers. Slightly less of a fan of the non-cover music, and it's good. It's just fine. But for my money, the fact that he does such a great job of turning other people's songs on their ear and making them his own is obviously what this show is all about. And so I love hearing those. And you're going to hear a lot of those on the show as well, some covers of Marilyn Manson by other people, but we are going to start with a Marilyn Manson cover. This is from the soundtrack to the 1998 film Dead Man on Campus. I venture to say that the soundtrack was the best thing about Dead Man on Campus. I think it was about a guy who was failing in school, and so he found out that if his roommate died, his college roommate died, then he could get an exemption from his tests and get an automatic pass. So they staged the death of his roommate. Is that right? Is it something like that? Anyway, here it is. Dead Man on Campus soundtrack, Marilyn Manson, and his cover of David Bowie's Golden Years.
Thank you.
club. We'll be right back. Yeah.
the band Hailstorm from their Reanimate 2.0 album, their second of their covers EPs. That is 1996, a song that is from the Antichrist Superstar album by Marilyn Manson, which gets name checked in there. We're going to hear another song from that album, the title track later on in the show. 1996 by Hailstorm. You know, I probably should have issued at the very top of the show a not safe for work warning. So there you go. There's your posthumous NSFW. Beware the swears. there's your warning, your late warning. Marilyn Manson right before that from the Born Villain release from 2012, a cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. I'm gonna mellow out everybody's Amazon Echoes. So if you don't want me to say it, then you better turn the sound down. But The Beautiful People right before that, performed by Alexa Mello from The Beautiful People single from 2015. Ooh, I didn't even trigger my own. My own Alexa didn't even trigger with that one. So very good. Excellent. The Dope Show right before that from Berlin, one of the most recent things that Berlin released, 2005's Foreplay album, which was a mostly cover EP that they released. And then Marilyn Manson at the top of the show covering David Bowie for the Dead Man on Campus soundtrack, Golden Years. One more set of Marilyn Manson covers, another one by Marilyn Manson himself. And, you know, it's kind of like Alice Cooper, how Vincent Furnier, like the band was called Alice Cooper, but Vincent was getting called Alice Cooper so many times or so much that it became his name too. Not quite the same thing, but the band is called Marilyn Manson and the dude is called Marilyn Manson, but it's the name of the band and the dude. So that's not confusing at all. Here is Marilyn Manson, the band, with their cover of the Ramones. The KKK Took My Baby Away.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson covering AC/DC for another soundtrack, the Detroit Rock City soundtrack. That cover right there of Highway to Hell from 1999. Razorblade Smile right before that with a cover of Antichrist Superstar. That one from another tribute to Marilyn Manson called Salvation and Devotion, which came out in 2002. Marilyn covering Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode for 2013's soundtrack to the TV show Californication Season 6, the Showtime series. Again, another show that was hit or miss, but always had great soundtracks. The music supervisor on that show was amazing. Really, really good stuff. Imperious before that with a cover of Disposable Teens, that one from an album just called A Tribute to Marilyn Manson. Came out in 2008. And Marilyn covering the Ramones from We're a Happy Family, a tribute to the Ramones. A compilation came out in 2003. That song was The KKK Took My Baby Away. Happy birthday, Brian Warner, a.k.a. Marilyn Manson. We'll get to Foo Fighters here in just a second. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you about the sponsor for this episode. That sponsor is ExpressVPN. That's right, ExpressVPN. Listen, you're online all the time. You're online right now. Maybe, probably, you might be listening to my show online. You might be have this open in another tab or in Spotify while you're shopping on Amazon or checking email. Well, listen, you know what? The world is tracking you. Your ISP knows exactly what you're doing right now. Facebook, oh yeah, they're paying attention. Google, they know every step you're taking. And a lot of online companies are able to track the things you're doing online, but not so if you use a VPN. And if you're going to use a VPN, why not use the best VPN, which is ExpressVPN. This thing I've been using for a couple months now, and I love it. Here's what I love most about it. It's non-intrusive. It just runs in the background. I have the ability to tell certain apps to ignore it if I need something that requires them knowing my location, things like that. Then I can disable it for this app or that app, or this website, that website. It's really, really easy. But for the most part, I want it running on just about everything. Not just on your computer, but also on your phone, your tablet, your router, even that. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. And it's super inexpensive. Costs less than $7 a month to protect yourself with ExpressVPN. TechRadar loved it. They called it the number one VPN service. And when you try it out, it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So especially if you're on a laptop, if you're on places or you're going to places where you have to use somebody else's Wi-Fi, oh my God, you better be protecting yourself with a VPN. Be careful. Be safe. Use ExpressVPN. Now, here's the deal. Normally, you know, you buy your whole year of ExpressVPN, which is great, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to do you one better. How about with Coverville, pay for 9 months of service from ExpressVPN and get 3 months free. So you'll buy a one-year package. You'll get 3 months free. Here's how you do it. It's really easy. Go to expressvpn.com/Coverville. That's expressvpn.com/Coverville. And purchase a one-year package, you'll get 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Coverville. Protect your online activity today and get 3 months free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Coverville. Hey. All right, back to the music here. We're switching gears over to the Foo Fighters. Oh, I did it. I did the thing that I said I wasn't going to do. I called them the Foo Fighters. It's not the Foo Fighters. They are Foo Fighters. It's the band Foo Fighters. There's no the. So I've already blown that. Forgive me. I'll try not to do it for the rest of the show. Let's start things off with Paramore. I'm sorry, the Paramore. From the 2006 compilation called Sound of Superman, here is My Hero.
Pictures down and shake it out.
Foo Fighters with their cover of Life of Illusion, originally by Joe Walsh. They included that on their all-cover album, which was really hard to get for quite a while. It was a record store day only release for a while. Came out in 2011, but since then, I believe it's been made released digitally. I think you can stream it in a few places. Really, really good set of covers from those guys, who have always been really good about doing covers as far as putting it in their style, being true to the Foo Fighters sound. And I said the Foo Fighters sound, the sound, with the modifier Foo Fighters. That one was okay. I'll stand behind that one. Lee Averill right before that with her cover of Walk, that one part of the Vintage Chic 100 CD series. Disc 3, or set 3, volume 3. Let's do volume 3, is where that one came out, 2016. The Moog Cookbook from a very, speaking of hard-to-find albums, Bartell, almost impossible to find. That one you've got to do some real searching around for. the Moog Cookbook and their cover of Big Me from that one. Learn to Fly by Mono Vision. Check out his great set of Foo Fighter covers on his YouTube channel, which I believe is you can just find by searching for Mono Vision on YouTube. You'll see all of his covers there. And Paramore with their cover of My Hero, part of a compilation called Sound of Superman. Not a soundtrack, not a tribute album per se, but kind of a tribute to Superman. Covers of songs relating to superheroes and Superman specifically, from 2006. One last set of music, and you can't do a Foo Fighters cover story without including this one. If not my favorite Foo Fighters song, then pretty damn close. Here's a cover of the song Everlong by Wakey Wakey, a group that used to put out a new cover song every Wednesday. This was one of their Wakey Wakey Wednesdays. Here is Everlong.
I've waited here for you ever long. Tonight I throw myself into and out of the red, out of her head she sang. light shining. I'm a wildlife, blinding bright, burning up all alone. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. I'm a new day rising. I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all behind?
Thank you.
inside your head you refuse to hear. I'm the face that you have to face, mirroring your stare. I'm what's left, I'm what's right.
Yeah!
Foo Fighters closing us out the same way that Marilyn Manson closed us out, with an AC/DC cover, that one from BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge 2017, Let There Be Rock. Before that, Infected Mushroom, love that album cover. Army of Mushrooms is the name of the album, came out in 2012, had that Foo Fighters cover on there, Pretender on there. Glenn Campbell, the late, great Glenn Campbell. Man, tragic loss with him. From his album Meet Glenn Campbell from 2008, that is his cover of Foo Fighters' Times Like These, and Wakey Wakey with their cover of Everlong, that one from their newsletter, their former newsletter, Wakey Wakey Wednesdays. I went and looked on their website to see if I could find any way to download any of their Wakey Wakey Wednesdays, and couldn't find it, but it's a great, great cover by Wakey Wakey. Great, great Wakey Wakey. That is going to take us right to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for another great year, 2018, another great year of podcasting, and looking ahead to 2019 and continuing. Listen, if it's your New Year's resolution to support the show, well, jump on it. Go to patreon.com/coverville. Maybe throw a buck a month my way. It goes a long way. If everybody who listens to this show threw a buck into Patreon, I'd be styling. I'd be able actually to focus more on the show and give up a little bit of freelance, which would be kind of nice. Unless you're one of my freelance clients that is listening right now, in which case I wouldn't give you up. Never going to give you up. If you want to email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address. You can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9, or just visit coverville.com for everything that I've just described to you and more. It's all there, coverville.com. That's it. Let's see. Yeah. Next week on the show, I don't know, but I know coming up soon, we've got to do our annual inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so look for something with Stevie Nicks, Roxy Music, The Zombies. Who else is getting inducted? I can't remember the other bands in the list. Def Leppard, I think, is in there this year. Anyway, look for that on an episode coming soon. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to hear podcasts so good, they will take you ever long. No, what do we say here? Let's say it's like listening to The Dope Show.
Network. Get more at frogpants.com.